Fight high inflation, and we must. We'll give relief to Americans, and we'll extend the Trump tax cuts.
A Manhattan judge has set next Friday as the sentencing date for President-elect Donald Trump in his criminal hush money case. The judge signals that he plans to sentence the president-elect to an unconditional discharge, which means Trump avoids serious punishment, but the record of his conviction remains.
The judge is going to make clear now he's going to get an unconditional discharge. We know what the sentence is going to be. But he is going to insist that Trump appear for it to uphold the integrity of the jury verdict.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The president-elect can appear in person or virtually. He had, in theory, faced 4 years in prison. This is ABC News. Ceremonies begin tomorrow in Plains, Georgia, for former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away Sunday at age 100. Secret Service agents will carry his remains to a hearse and then join the family for a motorcade through Plains, including a stop at Carter's boyhood home. The motorcade then heads to Atlanta.
Local leaders and U.S. lawmakers plan to honor Carter there in Atlanta and at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., where his body will be flown on Tuesday. The public will be able to visit with him in Atlanta at the Carter Center and at the U.S. Capitol in D.C. And then there's a state funeral at the National Cathedral on Thursday where dignitaries like President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump are expected to attend.
ABC's Faith Abube in Georgia. If you're trying to eat healthier, you may want to try to follow the Mediterranean diet. For the 8th year in a row, it's been named the best overall diet, according to U.S. News and World Report. Weight Watchers has designated the best weight loss diet as well as the best commercial diet. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for mostly sunny and blustery conditions for the rest of today. High 23 for tonight, mostly clear and frigid. Wind chill values near 10 below with a low of 5. Winds northwest 10 to 20. And for tomorrow, look for sunny conditions, but it'll still be cold, breezy, and it'll feel around 10 to 5 below with a high of 18. And our winds will be northwest 5 to 15. Currently in Richland Center, It is mostly clear outside. The winds are out of the east at around 7 miles per hour, making it feel like 7 degrees outside. And our current temperature is 17 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls who were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thu in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of Thu. Surveillance footage shows the 47-year-old inside of a New Lisbon Dollar General store Sunday, hours before the victims were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Chief Kyle Walker asked that anyone with information on her whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thu contact police immediately. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact law enforcement. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the city of Madison that occurred Monday evening. It was first reported that approximately 8:20, officers with the Madison Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft at the Best Western on Anamark Drive. A foot chase ensued with an adult male suspect who was taken into custody, and EMS was requested to respond. EMS conducted an on-scene evaluation of the subject, and the subject was transported by law enforcement to the Dane County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, the subject was immediately observed to be unresponsive, and the subject was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. It has now been reported that the suspect died Tuesday. No weapons were discharged during this incident. Involved law enforcement officers were placed on administrative leave per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist. All involved law enforcement agencies are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Alexander Paffendorf told a judge today in San Diego that he would accept the consequences of his actions without explaining his precise role. Authorities say he told FBI agents that he messaged the shooter about attacking a government building. He has not been charged with a crime, but is under investigation. He expressed regret after the judge kept an order to confiscate his guns and ammunition in effect until April 4th. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office has released an update on the current status of candidate filings for the upcoming spring election. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the city of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley in District 1, Rachel Schultz in District 2, incumbent Melanie Walters in District 3, and incumbent Steve Downs in District 4. Incumbent alderperson in District 2, Mark Chambers, has filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for office have until Tuesday at 5 p.m. to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the city clerk's office or downloaded from the city website. For additional information or assistance, contact the city clerk's office at 608-647-3466. Mortgage rates have climbed again in a hot real estate market. As of yesterday, the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is just under 7%. That's the highest rate in 6 months. It keeps potential homebuyers out of the market from the beginning to the end of December. The number of mortgage applications dropped nearly 22%. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the 5th Astronaut Group in 1966. Duke became a lunar module specialist and oversaw the development of its propulsion systems. Due to his knowledge of the lunar module, he was asked by Tom Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, and Neil Armstrong, commander of Apollo 11, to be a CAPCOM for their missions. Duke was assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1976. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon's surface and performed 3 EVAs. During this time, Young and Duke collected 213 pounds of rock and soil samples. One of those rocks is on display at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. The holiday expenses may be looming on the credit card bill, or perhaps the bank balance is a little lighter from the extra gifts exchanged with family and friends. If this is the year to reduce debt and bump up savings account, revisiting prior financial goals is not a bad idea. Fluctuations in the economy continue to affect many households. People are reassessing retirement timelines, considering where and how they live, and assessing future personal goals in the face of the new variants. Several federal financial programs have ended, and employment opportunities have varied from one sector to another. As consumers look ahead to the new year, having stable financial footing may become necessary to meet day-to-day needs. When thinking about current finances and sticking to a New Year's resolution, consider these tips from the Better Business Bureau. Set clear financial goals, like building an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for a vacation or retirement. Clear goals provide motivation and direction for financial choices. Inventory your credit cards. Credit cards have high interest rates, which can waste much money over time. Reach out to the credit card company to see if a balance transfer offer can be used to switch to a card with a lower rate, or ask if the interest rate can be lowered. If you have multiple cards, decide which debt-paying strategy is best for you. Some experts recommend paying off cards with the highest interest rates first. Others recommend paying off cards with the smallest balances first. Additionally, try sending in payments throughout the month. Put the $5 that would have been spent on a morning coffee towards debt instead. Avoid wasting money on unethical businesses or scams. Making careful decisions now can save time, money, and headaches later. Research all companies at BBB.org and check BBB Scam Tracker regularly to see what scams are happening in your area. Revisit subscriptions and memberships. Review all recurring payments and cancel any services no longer needed. These small adjustments can add up over the year. Plan for large expenses and potential major purchases or expenses like vacations or home repairs. And start setting aside funds monthly to avoid future financial strain. Start budgeting. Creating a written budget and tracking spending is one of the best ways to save money and stop spending more than what is earned. First, figure out how much debt you have. You need an accurate picture before figuring out your budget. Note the difference between fixed expenses, needs, and wants. If you have debt, include repayment goals in your budget. If possible, factor in retirement and emergency savings. Save money by giving up morning coffee and cooking at home instead of getting takeout. Factor in any alternate income, like selling unused items or part-time work in the gig economy. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. Cheese lovers, now's your chance to get some finely aged cheddar. Hook's Cheese in Mineral Point is set to release a block of 20-year-aged cheddar in April, and orders are being taken now. 1 pound of the stuff will cost you $209, but the cheesemaker will toss in a flight of other fancy cheeses to go along with it. Owner Tony Hook says they've got about 1,000 pounds of the cheese ready for release. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Gretchen Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 221.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died last Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 next Friday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home next Friday, January 10th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54 of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54 of Avoca.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Calling all scrapbookers and card makers. You can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers at your local craft supply store, the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Marlowe for WRCO. That Arctic air has arrived. The cold snap, the polar vortex, whatever you want to call it. But the sunshine sure was nice. I hope you got to soak it up. We sure do need that vitamin D after all the cloud cover, and more expected to fill back in by the end of this weekend. But it was a blustery day, with high temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest gusting to the low 20s. It really felt like highs in the single digits. And then tonight, our temperatures actually fall to the single digits, near 5 degrees. With clear skies and no clouds acting as blankets, we fall frigid, and it's going to feel like that, with wind chill values nearing 10 below. So it'll be a shockingly cold start to our Saturday. And with winds continuing to stay on the feisty side of things, gusting around 15 miles per hour, our highs in the upper teens will really feel more like 5 below. It's time to bundle up, grab those scarves, hats, mittens, gloves, because the cold continues to have a grip on us tomorrow night as we fall to 3 degrees. And for Sunday, returning to the upper teens. With winds still slightly breezy out of the north, it'll be partly cloudy and cold. We get a little bump in temperatures Monday and Tuesday, sliding to the mid-20s. It'll be a nice mild start to the work and school week, with a mix of sun and clouds, and then by Wednesday, the sunshine becomes abundant. And when that happens, temperatures crash again. Overnight lows will be falling to the single digits, with highs Wednesday in the mid-teens. We fall to near zero Thursday morning, and for Thursday, return to the low 20s. And then there is chances of some snow showers overnight Thursday and into Friday. Of course, totals right now are too far out to tell, but nothing looks too crazy. Especially considering the storm that's hitting Sunday down south, missing us, thankfully. Massive amounts of snow and ice are expected to accumulate. So I'd say here for us, we'll do just fine here in the cold. Cozy up near that fireplace and relax. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and a beautiful 2025. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 17 degrees after a high today of 21 and a morning low of 9. Yesterday's high was 26 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1897 is 57 degrees, with a record low of 23 below set back in 1887. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 31. Yesterday's high was 26, and we received no precipitation. Sunset took place tonight at 4:38, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are out of the northeast at 11 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 4. Our barometric reading is 30.28, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 17 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, "Do it to others as you would have them do to you." When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at the area's local sporting events for this evening.
Among the area events, Ithaca Weston is at Mauston for girls wrestling tournament action tonight. Boys basketball, Riverdale is at Boscobel. That's a varsity-only event, and the game gets underway at 6 o'clock. Iowa Grant at Cuba City. Mineral Point plays at Fenimore, and Southwestern at Darlington. Ithaca is at Wonewoc Center in boys basketball. Westby at Hillsboro. Mauston at Nakusa. Kickapoo visits Royal. Reedsburg at Baraboo. Cashton at Seneca. And Pecatonica at Schulzburg. In girls basketball, Hillsboro at Westby, DeSoto at New Lisbon for both boys and girls, Brookwood at Wazika Steuben, and in the Southwest Conference, Platteville at River Valley, Prairie du Chien is at Lancaster, Dodgeville is at Richland Center, where Hornet coach Jeremy Cooey says his team has been improving game by game.
The one thing that we love to see as the coaches is the girls have been going out there and fighting. And the one thing we talk about on, you know, especially the defensive end of the court is, you know, defense is an attitude, and that's something that we can bring every single night, even if our shot might be off for the night. So while we've been working into our offense and getting that dialed in, what I'd love to see is the effort that the girls have been putting on the court every night.
Hear the action tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Dodgeville at Richland Center in area girls basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
And tomorrow in high school basketball action, the Richland Center Hornets boys will be hosting Kenosha Indian Trail in the afternoon. And before that game, the men's alumni game will start at 8 a.m. at the high school. So it'll be the alumni game going on tomorrow. And that will lead right into the JV1 action at 1:30. And then the varsity will follow at around 3 p.m. The Bucks dropped a close one at home last night, 113-110 to the Brooklyn Nets. The visitors built a big lead a little over 3 minutes into the second half. They had the score of 83-59, but Milwaukee came roaring back and made it close. The score was 111-110 when a pair of free throws by Zaire Williams clinched it with 6 seconds left. Giannis Antetokounmpo produced a double-double with 27 points and 13 rebounds. Damian Lillard scored 23. Portland visits the Pfizer Forum tomorrow. College hockey in January means ice, skates, and wind, at least for this weekend. Wisconsin's men's and women's hockey teams skate outdoors tomorrow as part of the frozen confines Big Ten hockey series. The men will be trying to earn a split in their series with Michigan State after a 4-3 loss on Thursday night. The women blanked Ohio State 6-0 last night and will be going for the sweep at Chicago's Wrigley Field. This is the first outdoor hockey game for the men in nearly 12 years and for the women since 2010. Luke Getsy is returning to the roots and helping the Green Bay Packers after getting fired as the Las Vegas Raiders offensive coordinator earlier this season. Getsy had worked on Green Bay staff from 2014-17 and again from 2019-21. He was the Packers quarterbacks coach on Matt LaFleur's staff when Aaron Rodgers won back-to-back MVP awards back in 20 and 2021. Now he's helping out from a different perspective by monitoring the Packers' defense. Getsy attended Green Bay's practice today as the playoff-bound Packers prepare for their regular season finale with the Chicago Bears. Three Packers have been named to the NFC roster for the 2025 Pro Bowl. The game will take place on February 2nd in Orlando. Green Bay players participating in the annual game will be running back Josh Jacobs, defensive end Rashawn Gary, and safety Xavier McKinney. For the first time since he was a rookie starter in 2018, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes isn't included. His favorite target, future Hall of Fame tight end Travis Kelce, is. A teenage pitcher for the Brewers has been picked by the CBS Sports as a breakout candidate for the 2025 season. New Jersey native Bryce McKeegee was a second-round pick. Scouts say the 6'4", 210-pound right-hander has a mid-90s fastball and above-average secondary pitches, but he sometimes has command struggles. He will be assigned to the minors next spring. And in the first round of the college football playoffs, the teams seeded 5-8 will all won. In the second round, they all won again. The moral of the story is, who knows, other than something doesn't totally add up when not a single one of the top four teams, all of which received byes, advanced to the college football Final Four. The semifinals are set next Thursday in the Orange Bowl. It will be number 6 Penn State versus number 7 Notre Dame. Then Friday in the Cotton Bowl, it will be number 5 Texas versus number 8 Ohio State. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Ryan's Auto wants to extend a big thank you to all those who visited and purchased from us during the last year. We appreciate all of you and wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Cattle finished mostly lower Friday. Soybeans, corn, and hogs were down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Forecasts remain dry for parts of South America, but the crops are in generally good shape right now. November's bean crush was record large for the month, but that had no real impact. March beans were 20 and a quarter lower at 9.91 and three quarters. May was down 21 and a quarter at 10.03 and three quarters. March bean meal was down 11.30 at 308.60. March soybean oil was down 34 points at 39.93. Corn was lower, monitoring South America, with traders removing some of that recent weather premium. Demand solid, but the supply side of the market's bearish. March was down 8 and 3 quarters at 450 and 3 quarters. May corn was down 9 at 458 and a quarter. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. A winter storm in parts of the Midwest and Plains was expected to benefit soil moisture in many areas. U.S. exports continue to see a lot of competition from competing exporters. March Chicago was down 16.5 at 529 and a quarter. March Kansas City was 12 and 3 quarters lower at 539. March Minneapolis wheat on Friday was down 11 and 3 quarters at 577 and 3 quarters. Live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were down, essentially on profit-taking. I'll have more on direct cash cattle business in a moment. February live, the exception, was up 45 at 194.05. April was down 5 at 196. March feeders were $2.02 lower at 264.17. April feeders were down 212 at 264.40. And hogs were lower on questions about sustained domestic demand. February was 37 cents lower at 80.77, and the April lean hog contract was down 77 at 85.77. I'll have that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield anchor reporter Mark Dorenkamp. Growing up in a rural community in North Iowa, I watched as my family and others struggled farming in the 1980s. With my dad eventually leaving the farm to work at a local grain elevator. At that time, I wanted to get away from farming. But going on 20 years as a farm broadcaster, I've discovered a passion for telling stories about people like my dad. Thanks for letting me tell your story, too.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Friday, light direct cash cattle trade was reported at 197 on the live basis in Kansas and Texas, $4 to $5 higher than the previous week, and at 315 dressed in Nebraska, $8 higher than the prior week's weighted average. Box beef did close higher with moderate movement. Choice is up $1.76 at $325.24. Select beef was $1.49 higher at $296.72. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 2,000 on the week and more than 3,000 on the year. At the major direct hog markets, with moderate closing negotiated numbers, national direct barrows and gilts were down 49 cents, the weighted average of 79.59. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 43 lower at 79.92, and the Western Corn Belt was down 3 cents at 79.83. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady. The pork carcass cutout value was up 22 cents to finish the day at 89.54. The estimated hog slaughter of 488,000 head was 1,000 above the previous week and more than 1,000 more than a year ago. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. The senior agronomist for Nutrien Ag Solutions suggests there could be a silver lining for areas that suffered from drought in 2024. Mike Howell tells Brownfield.
There were some areas that were hit by drought pretty hard this year. If you were in a drought-prone area and didn't get the yield that you were expecting, you could have a good bit of nutrients left over.
He recommends a soil test this spring. More news next on Brownfield.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
University of Illinois Extension beef specialist Travis Mateer says ensuring cattle have access to fresh water is crucial during bitter cold temperatures.
Sometimes the water situation becomes the most challenging, and so making sure we've got flowing water for cattle, if we're watering out of ponds or we've got automatic waters, making sure cattle can have adequate consumption of water.
And an Eastern Iowa farmer is using clear flame technology to haul grain to his local ethanol plant. Lance Lillibridge of Benton County tells Brownfield he's driving an international semi-truck with a Cummins engine that's been converted to run on E98.
Which is 98% ethanol, 2% gasoline. It's what comes out of our ethanol plants.
He says clear flame's performance is exceptional.
Going from diesel to ethanol, I thought maybe we would lack some power, but I can guarantee that we are not lacking any power.
For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Choose inputs that are both effective and efficient. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services. Growers are looking for ways to increase crop production and improve their bottom lines in the season ahead. On this episode, an agronomy expert reveals what growers should be thinking about when it comes to crop inputs. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. Super U Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Koch is the Director of Agronomy for North America for Koch Agronomic Services. He says all inputs, including fertilizer, should be analyzed for cost and efficacy.
Growers need inputs that are not just effective, but also efficient and profitable. Estimates are that U.S. growers will invest and apply about 13 million tons of nitrogen fertilizer each year. So it's no surprise fertilizer is one of the first inputs to come under intense scrutiny as growers pursue greater efficiency and profits. While fertilizers are essential for better yields, the risk of nitrogen loss is an ever-present threat. And the nitrogen in those fertilizers needs to be protected against loss. It's critically important year in and year out in order to optimize your fertilizer nitrogen investment.
Loch says there are all-in-one solutions available that allow growers to get optimal amounts of nitrogen fertilizer with built-in nitrogen stabilization.
One example that growers across the U.S. Have seen exceptional results with is Super U Premium Fertilizer. It's backed by 25 years of research and trials. And it's a proven granular fertilizer that's 46% nitrogen. Super U is safe to use on all crops and pasture, anything that needs nitrogen fertilizer, and is the only granular fertilizer that incorporates both urease and nitrification inhibitors to give you both above and below ground protection against all three major forms of end loss.
Loch explains how SuperU works.
SuperU is a specially formulated urea fertilizer with dual active ingredients that are incorporated directly into the fertilizer granule, optimizing both yield potential and operating efficiency. NBPT is a proven urease inhibitor that's found in SuperU. It slows the conversion of urea into ammonia gas, allowing time for incorporation by rainfall or other means. At the same time, DCD, the proven nitrification inhibitor in SuperU, slows the bacteria responsible for the first step of nitrification. Having a higher level of DCD is crucial in achieving agronomic effectiveness, and the amount of DCD present in a dual inhibitor has a really significant impact on its ability to prevent nitrogen loss through denitrification and leaching.
Visit CokeAgronomicServices.com to connect with your local Coke rep or retailer. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first time?
Jeans, they should put me in a magazine. Don't be telling some of these stuff. I'm still the same. but we're down with the rodeo. And living the dream and all of my bling, but underneath, yeah, it's all just for show. Head down, leave my jeans. They should put me in a magazine. Hey. Don't be jealous of my business, girl. I'm still the same as I was. Hands up in my pickup truck.
That was Callie Tucker with Country Couture on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here bringing some great music until about 7:15 this evening. That's when we have high school basketball action. And it'll be Richland Center girls hosting Dodgeville. And Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And as I said, the pregame starts at around 7:15. Hope you're staying warm. It is a cold one out there right now at 547. Our Wirtz Floor and Home thermometer says it's 16 degrees outside. Right now, those winds are out of the east at 12 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 3 degrees outside. So be very careful out there. If you have to drive any distance, or make sure you have some kind of kit along to keep you warm in case something happens, your car stalls or anything. And make sure you keep yourself pretty well bundled, too. It's going to be a cold one. It doesn't look any good for, and because they're talking about, Brittany Merlot's talking about maybe 10 below wind chills tonight, wind chill factors tomorrow, wind chills between 5 and 10 below, and then still supposed to be cold going into Sunday with a high of 19, but those winds will be making it feel cold, 10 to 15 mile per hour winds. So we're going to have a little cold stretch here. I'm not sure when it's supposed to let up, but you know, we've been through it before, and I remember one winter where we had like, 2-3 weeks of straight where it was really, really cold weather. So be sure to stay warm, and, you know, also watch out for those that, you know, your neighbor or elderly, and check in on them, make sure they got enough heat, make sure they're staying warm, and make sure your pets stay warm as well. Well, alumni basketball games are going to be played tomorrow. First of all, the Richland Center Hornet Boys basketball team is hosting the Kenosha Indian Trail, tomorrow afternoon. And before that, they have the men's alumni game, and that begins at 8 a.m. Then the alumni games will lead into JV action at 1:30 with varsity to follow at around 3 o'clock. Also, the Ithaca Alumni Basketball Tournament will be held tomorrow. The women's game will start at 6, and the men's game will start at 7:30. There will also be a three-point contest starting at 5. There is a $5 donation to play in the games to benefit the Ithaca basketball programs. Contact David Klang at 608-415-3267 or email klandav@ithaca.k12.wi.us if interested in playing in the women's game, and contact Aaron Hipsch at 608-475-3601 or email aaron.hubsch@ithaca.k12.wi.us if it's interested in playing in the men's game. And speaking of basketball, the Wisconsin men's team is hosting Iowa tonight. Tip-off for that contest will be at 6. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, also on WRCE.fm and the Civic Media app. The pregame for that contest is currently underway.
Meyer Oil and LP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
Mm-hmm. make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right. Any one of those nights where you slap me close till we're off the map and you're making me laugh. I don't care if we ever go home, so pick me up, give me lost way, then I'm back too late, little George Strait.
Now, Lord, I remember how I couldn't get enough of you.
kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, and even the words that I write refuse to fly. Song haunting me, can't get the melody out of my head. You see, distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I swore I'd never fall like this again. Fools like me never win, came to my knees again. Just as good, I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push or shove. I love you, no you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No you don't, but I do.
Is a little blue pill, too young for your midlife crisis. Mirror says you're over the hill.
There's nothing wrong with you. Listen, life gets complicated. There's nothing you can do. Just enjoy the view. Be glad you made it.
You're making it isn't even New Year's. You could try a new religion. You could wait until the dust clears. Friends say you're way too choosy. Shrink says see you next week. Guru says control your breathing. You're afraid you might have peaked.
There's